The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We went to a boat party and there was a donkey there. Let me explain everything. Let me explain everything. Good morning. It's Tuesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You might be listening for the first time or for the millionth time. I am someone who does not pay attention to my surroundings. That's the best way to describe myself. And we're leaving a boat party on a lake. And then my friend Erica's in the backseat. My husband, DJ Automatic, is driving. And they're both excited because they say, there's a donkey. Look at the donkey. And I cannot see this donkey. I am looking around, left, right. They're like, right there. I turn around. The donkey could have licked me.
I'm surprised you couldn't smell the donkey.
Time out. I thought you guys were talking like a person was a jackass.
There's
like a literal donkey.
A literal donkey.
That is
donkey.
5 feet from Dana's face, and she doesn't even know. She's like, where is it?
And I turn to the right. I finally, it takes me 10 seconds. I'm not exaggerating. I finally see it. I'm like, this thing could have eaten my head. I wouldn't have even noticed it. But I am someone who's just not aware of my surroundings. I never know what people look like. I don't know what they're wearing. I don't know where I'm going. You know that I get lost in parking lots.
I'm the yin to your yang. Because I'm the one who knows what everybody looks like, what everybody's wearing, what's going on, because I need to be present and aware.
No. You're nosy.
Oh, a little
You're a busybody. You're nosy. You're a gossiper.
Who am I gossiping about?
First of all, people will be having a conversation and he'll join the conversation. I'm like, we're not even invited.
If you're talking loud enough for me to hear, I feel like I'm a part of the conversation.
I kind of feel like I'm on your side about that part, DJ
Automatic.
Yeah,
if you're going to talk loud, guess what? I'm involved.
Yeah, dude, shut your mouth, jackass. You don't want me jumping in, dude.
No. When you jump in, they always look at you like, sir, we are not talking to you.
Well, they shouldn't talk so loud there. That goes for people at restaurants too.
There you go. Have that, dude, and avoid donkeys. I don't like. I've never had something like that where I blindly missed a donkey. But last week, my fly was down for an obnoxious amount of my day.
Nobody told you.
Yeah, nobody told
me. That's the worst.
Your donkey almost fell off your pants.
Hey, be aware of your surroundings, because if something goes down, you have to be able to tell people who it was, what they were wearing, and whatnot. Be aware of your surroundings.
Last person to be saying anything like that.
I know, you're right. I'm a snitch that has no evidence. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go to start with National Eyewear Day. So everyone wearing glasses, I'm going to be getting mine tomorrow. I'm excited for those.
All right, good for you.
And we also got National Gardening is Exercise Day.
It is. It's hard work, man.
When I go clean the backyard, that's a lot of hard work. I sweat.
It's a lot of squatting and pulling. And
but it's pretty therapeutic, right?
It's amazing.
I love it.
All right, I don't do it. That's why I asked you. Yeah. But and we'll wrap it up on National Churro Day.
Churro is one of the most amazing inventions of all time. I like to eat my churro with cafecito.
Chocolate, is it still a churro?
Yeah, dude.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah, but you know, I don't like dry churros.
What?
Who decided to not put filling in every churro?
No, I like them. Just the bread and cinnamon and sugar. Just the plain old-fashioned churro.
That's a classic churro right there, dog.
I don't like the old school. I like to go with the new stuff.
Oh, you like the remix? Filling.
Yeah, I like the remix of the remix.
You are a jackass. That's
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm uncomfortable saying this, so it's really hard for me to have this conversation, but I used to live in my car. And I think when people meet me, they automatically assume, oh, she must have gone to college. She must have had this beautiful life. And she must have, all these things. And none of that is true.
You're a teen mom who was homeless thereafter.
You know, I struggled so much. And talking about it is hard because you have to think about it. And I think one of the greatest gifts that I have is the ability to forget and move forward. Because if you think about something over and over again, you can't get out of it, right? If you dwell in the past, you
dwell
in the moment. Yeah, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't confront those feelings. I'm saying, though, that I think if you stay there, you can't be here in this moment.
It's a delicate dance because, when it comes to the mindset of that, like, resistance creates persistence.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone has been through those things, too, and it's a great way to show to the listeners that you have overcome something as well. So I think it's a beautiful story that you should continue to tell.
And we wanted to have this conversation about feeling hopeless, feeling like everything's going badly for you. Mikey Mike called us, and we first met him. He was in a bad way, and now he is married. He has a brand new baby, and his life is going very well. It wasn't always the case.
We've literally seen his life turn around in 3 years.
Yeah. Here's that conversation.
Remember, I started at $17. Yep, I'm now at $22 an hour.
Oh my God, dude. Dude!
And yes. I forgot to tell you guys the other day, I got a brand new car. I got certified in landscaping. Man,
oh my God.
For the next 2 years, I'm going to be owning my own business.
I believe it. Think about how your life has changed, dude. It's crazy.
Every day I look back at it, man. Every day, I see a lot of this homelessness, and I ran into a guy one day. Man, I tell you one thing, that guy broke my heart, and I see myself very much in him when I was homeless, and every day it pushes me more not to be like that.
You don't know why someone's there. You don't know what their life entails of. But I know when I was homeless, I was working. I was a working person.
There's one point in my life that stands out to me. I was driving to Florida with my dad, and we saw some people that were on the side of the road, and they were living in cardboard boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously made a huge impression on me.
Did you ask your dad automatic why?
Oh, he talked to me about it. He just said, he said, you don't know why these people are in these boxes, but I just need you to know one thing, is that you never want to be in that position. So I need you to make sure you're not going to do drugs, and you're not gonna be lazy. You always have to work.
Well, that's a misconception. I just told you that I was working when I ended up on the streets. Of course.
But he made it clear he didn't know what their situation was.
But I think
one of the ways to stay out of, you know, living in a box is to make sure you have a job.
But like I said, I did have a full-time job and I couldn't make rent.
Well, what was your reason for being homeless then?
My choice to be with somebody who was a bad person who would take my money. I was in an abusive relationship.
So then do you also feel like maybe you had too much pride to admit to your other loved ones that you needed help?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't want my mom to know. I didn't want anybody to know. I remember being in that car, sleeping. I would couch surf. You know, I had some girlfriends that would let me stay at their spot. I remember one time somebody laughing because there was, my shoe was in the middle of the road. I didn't want to admit it was my shoe. She's like, whose shoe was in the middle of the road? I was like, I went back and got that shoe,
there?
Though.
Oh.
No, it fell out of my car because I have to get dressed in a car.
There is something that should be honored that you got through that by yourself. But at the same time, your pride is kind of what took you there.
You can't think that you can get out of a situation like that by yourself. That's why I ended up homeless, because I was afraid to ask for help.
When was the first time you finally reached out and asked for help, and what was that
point? I still didn't. I still kept staying in this relationship until I realized that I needed my family more than I needed this bad person, until I realized that I was worth something. No matter what your situation is, this is extreme, right? You need help. You need a community.
We've mentioned homelessness a lot, but I know people who have successful money and are unhappy as can be because they're emotionally and spiritually broke, which is something that me and my family went through when we lost my grandmother. She was a rock for the whole family and a central focal point that everyone communicated through and kind of lived through and kept us in focus as a leader. And when she passed, everybody kind of just
went into
shambles. It was each of us having to reach out to each other to ask for help and understand that everybody is going through something.
And that's the moral of the story. You can't do it alone. Nobody does it alone. Nobody finds happiness on their own. You have to ask people for help, for love, for acceptance, for compassion. You have to have somebody you can talk to that's going to support you.
I saw my grandparents literally foster hundreds of kids throughout my entire childhood. And that's one thing. If you don't have that base of a parent
who cares about you,
it makes your life so much more difficult.
And even if it's not a parent, a best friend. I feel like you're my person automatically. When I'm really down and out, you're the person I talk to, and I hope I'm the same person for you.
Of course you are.
I don't know about that. That's a joke.
Some days, at least.
Who did you turn to when you were down and out? Hit us up right now and share some inspirational stories with us. We'd love to talk about it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So there's a new study, and apparently not everyone at a funeral is unlucky. Trojan has found that 1 in 8 men under the age of 35 takes a condom to a funeral just in case.
Oh, hey.
No, this is weird to me.
Don't tell people how to grieve, fool. It's okay, dude.
Because you're sick. Right. I grieve different.
I guess so. Sexologist Patty Britton says that wanting to get some action at a funeral is perfectly normal behavior because it fills the void, literally and figuratively. You're feeling down, a little sexy time can make you feel good.
And women
get your mind off of it.
And women love when men are vulnerable and showing emotion. So
are you
not
saying
only
the women are going after the men? They're the one taking a condom to the funeral.
Well, takes two to tango, Dana.
First of all, a lot of guys take condoms everywhere. So that's just that. But yeah, it's like a chicks dig it, dude. I recently went through a transition of a friend, and I got hit up by just about every single ex I've ever had for it. And
you're kidding,
they're
Anthony.
Like, hey, we're here for you. We're here. So I understand it. But now, sex is going to get you more complicated, dog. Don't sleep with your exes out of grief for your homies.
Even some of your exes that got new men in their lives?
No, but yeah, stop trying to dig, dude. She's trying to like find names.
I'm looking for some cheese.
She's trying to do her Dana Cortez thing.
They were just trying to spread love, not Lance, Dana.
Automatic.
Some of us console different ways, but you may not need your ex thanks to AI advancement. What? People are worried about AI, artificial intelligence, taking our jobs while they're taking our lovers. Let's go to New York City, where a woman named Roseanne Ramos met the love of her life, Aaron Cartel. The only thing is, Aaron Cartel is not a human. He's an AI bot created by a company called Replica AI. And Roseanne says that she loves this man because not only does he know how to communicate with her, he knows how to express his and her feelings together. He comes with no baggage.
And he's not real.
He needs no condom. Hey. That's what I was going to say. Reminds me of the meme that goes around on Instagram. And the headline is, I have a boyfriend. And the answer is, where does he live? In another nation. My imagination.
Ooh. Nice, dude. So if you had an extra $300, you can reach out to Replica AI and get your own love of your life.
Well, I'm going to switch gears and talk about something that's real. There's a Nashville grandfather who's gone viral for eating McDonald's every day for 100 days. And guess what happened to him?
What? Automatic?
He lost 58 pounds.
I know who he is. I've seen him on TikTok. You see the Big Mac Grandpa?
Yes. So he ate at the Golden Arches for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And his triglycerides and cholesterol are down. And he says that he didn't snack or drink alcohol or anything like that. He said it all came down to portion control. It doesn't matter what you eat, just as long as you're eating smaller portions.
And he got his wife on this diet, too. Automatic, let's do it! You get a chicken nugget.
I don't know. But I mean, it's good because he loses the weight, but you're not eating healthy things every single day.
Well, no, his cholesterol and triglycerides are down.
I don't know, dog. Tell his grandkids to get the condoms ready. At this rate, I don't know where Grandpa's going to be next year.
Those are your WTF stories. That was so morbidly funny.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, living costs a lot of money now. The American dream is owning a home.
Yes.
That is the American dream. And I got a way for you to own a home that's two bedrooms and it's got bungalow style deck and all of that. For under $50,000.
What?
I know. This is big. These are three stories you need to know. Your timeline moves way too fast. We find the biggest and give them to you here on the radio. DJ Automatic, I know you said something about meth. And I'm just like, what the heck?
It's not that kind of meth. So they have updated the approach to how you recover from an injury.
Okay,
so
all right.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with the RICE method, where you do rest, ice, compression, and then elevate.
Yeah, well, actually,
a sprained ankle. That's what you're supposed to do.
Or knee or something. Yeah.
Well, they have awkwardly changed the name to a new method, and it is called meth. And the acronym stands for movement, elevation, traction, and heat. And so the big difference is instead of resting an injury, you're now supposed to move it.
Who would have scientific geeks that thought, let's do meth? That's a great acronym for an injury.
It's the same people who loaded us up on prescription pills.
I guess so.
It's not that off brand for everybody.
Well, they had one more acronym. They have police also.
Meth and police. What is police?
Protection, optimal loading, ice, compression, and elevation.
Optimal loading? That's too much, dog.
I don't even know what that means, dude.
But yo, fire the acronym person.
I know. And this is from NYU. The most important thing I took from this, though, was that you're supposed to ice an injury for the first 2 weeks and then heat it from there on after.
Those intellectuals, not so intelligent.
Yeah, all right, no, not at all.
It's Anthony A. We're moving from meth to what?
To a study in Italy where they found out that the key to happiness might be a flexible work schedule. And that means a hybrid work schedule going from home to your office or wherever you be working at. They said because for men, it allows them to get more chores done and overall just kind of be more productive throughout their life. While for females, the opposite, which also leads to their happiness because they don't feel like they have that as much. They don't have to go to work, then come home and do all this other stuff. They could do it throughout the day. So overall, a hybrid work schedule might be our key to happiness.
So getting to do what you want makes you more happy.
Not really, but
no,
think
it's not getting to what you want. It's
because
getting
you don't have to have like a rigid schedule.
Yeah, true. Like think about it right now. Like we could be doing this conversation. I could just go load some laundry and then come back. But yes. I can't do that right now, dude.
Because you're here inside the studio. I like flexible schedules. I've said this a million times. I used to be a single mom and daycare, it costs a lot of money. Oh. And if I got to be able to stay home a couple of days a week and save just on that, I could live a better life.
That's right.
I'm telling y'all, the 4-day work week is coming.
Yes,
dude. You think it's automatic?
I really do think. I mean, not in the next like couple of years, but I think within the next 10 years, we'll have a
I know they're doing it across the pond in the UK, and it's working very well for them.
They're
in
doing
fact,
it here.
People are more productive.
There are some companies doing it here, and they are. They're seeing a lot of success.
I just can't wait to tell people I like my work schedule. Like I like my ladies flexible.
Anthony, that's too much. That's why you meet cheap. Your girls at yoga. Huh? Yeah. That's what it is. All right, so we're just talking about saving a little bit of money. I meant that when I talked about daycare. Those things add up. And if you are looking for a home, you know prices have gone up. Interest rates have gone up. They are leveling a little bit, so it's a little better. But
tell me how I can get a $50,000
house. Well, Home Depot is selling a bungalow-style tiny home with two full bedrooms, a deck, and it can be built in just a week. And it costs $46,997.
So you can buy a house from Home Depot?
Yes, and it really is nice. So you order it, they deliver it, and then you hire someone to put it up. This tiny home is 1,426 square feet.
Oh, damn, that's kind of somebody. Big.
They don't just bring the Mexicans from the parking lot?
We can do that on our own. Speaking of Home Depot, we just pull up to Home Depot.
Hey, guys, I just bought a house. Let's go set it up.
So it comes with two bathrooms as well. I think that this is a brilliant idea. It's constructed well, built just like most homes. I'm putting up the pictures and I'm asking people, could you live in a 1,400 square foot home? That's huge.
That is a good size home, but $50,000 is just for the home, though. It's going to cost you another $50,000 to set it up and put plumbing.
You're talking about a nice house for under $100,000. You buy yourself a piece of land. You make sure it's already done. Some people already have land in their family, and they're like, what are we going to do
with this? Is it nicer than a double-wide trailer?
Yes, and it's built better, too.
And I've been in some nice double-wide trailers.
So have I. So right. My friend Denise, I thought she was like, man, she had the nicest double-wide trailer of any of my friends. But I just think this is another opportunity for people to live the American dream and have a roof over their head. It's just too much money right now, and some people are struggling in their apartment. This is your chance to own something for yourself.
Didn't Sears do this back in the 50s?
They used to, and people still live in those homes to this day. That's how well-built they were. Actually think they started in the 30s.
I'm just saying. These are Walmart homes. These are
no, it's Home Depot homes.
Same difference.
Get it right.
For
get
all
it
the
right.
Gen Z homies, go Google Sears.
S-E-A-R-S. And add Dana Cortez on Instagram to take the poll and see these homes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You and Drake have something in common. Really. I'm going to explain everything right now. Daily Dirt, the best gossip. This story and more all brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. But first, famous people's birthdays. Anthony, A.
We have Vic Mensa celebrating his birthday. Hey. DeAndre Hopkins celebrating a birthday as well, too. And Carole Baskin celebrating her birthday.
Okay, so I want to talk about Ice Spice, Taylor Swift. They have a big song out right now. But that's not the big headline. Taylor Swift ate a bug is the big headline live on stage.
I swallowed a bug. I'm so sorry. Delicious.
She says so delicious. Lies, they taste disgusting.
I heard the before the fly flew into her mouth, he was like, Taylor, I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce had the greatest music video of all time.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you.
Right, now we're gonna move on to talk about another amazing singer, Jennifer Lopez. Okay. Hey. I like her music. Is she the strongest vocalist? Maybe not. But here she is training her daughter. You know, she has a daughter with Mark Anthony, her ex-husband. Her name is M, and she's showing her how to sing.
Oh, yeah.
That was J-Lo. Okay, here's her daughter, M.
Oh, yeah.
There's quite a difference there. Yeah, she sounds a lot like her pop. She sounds like her dad.
Yeah, this reminds me of the time when you try to cover SZA's song. Remember, SZA go first and the dad? Like, I had flashbacks at the same thing.
It's like, yeah, I sound like M. I sound like her daughter.
No, you sound more like J-Lo.
Yeah, you're J-Lo,
and J-Lo is a superstar singer. Well, there so there's go. A chance
for her
me.
Looks and her dance moves and her acting. Not necessarily her singing.
Well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then finally, Drake was embarrassed on live streaming because his credit card was declined.
Embarrassing.
Do that again, Drake. Do that again.
Embarrassing.
Better than J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
Check the full video at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your favorite Sesame Street characters is getting into the food game. Food news inside hottest hashtags is huge today. What's good, everyone? It's Tuesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Hey, speaking of huge, this first hottest hashtag, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the sequel, made $120.5 million dang, opening huge. Weekend. The second biggest opening of the year, right behind the Super Mario Brothers. And then we got the Little Mermaid coming in second, and the Boogeyman, Guardians of the Galaxy. weeks, you wrapping it all up. I still haven't seen the first Spider-Man, Spider-Verse. I got to do it.
It's a great movie. I imagine the second one's going to be just as good or better.
We should go to a movie. Well, first, let's watch this one. Let's stream it.
I've been telling
we'll
you to watch for a couple years now.
I know.
Still haven't even watched Mario, right?
I still haven't seen Mario. Dang. There's a lot of good summer movies out that I haven't seen.
I got to get to it.
I've been watching Dave.
Shout out Lil Diggy.
All right, DJ Automatic, food news.
Baskin Robbins is debuting a new Cookie Monster ice cream.
Yes! Please.
The Cookie Monster flavor features chocolate sandwich cookie pieces and chocolate chip cookie pieces with a cookie dough batter swirled flavor.
It just sounds like a lot of cookie.
Let me tell you something right now. I just thought of the cookies falling out of Cookie Monster's mouth into the ice cream. I'm not down for it.
That's right. You don't like cookie dough ice cream?
I do, but I don't like the thought of thinking it coming out of Cookie Monster's mouth into the ice cream.
Automatic, when you eat cookies, it happens to you. You're not even a puppet.
That's my cookies, though.
I think it would add flavor.
Yeah. And I also like the chocolate sandwich being in it, too. That's a little mix-up right there.
I like the whole idea that they're using a Sesame Street character.
Hey, there
what
you go.
What would Oscar the Grouch's food be? Rotten spinach.
What a grouch.
Rotten spinach ice cream.
That's the one on sale in the very back of the grocery store. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and kick it off with National Eyewear Day, everybody. So
shout out to the folks with the glasses. They used to call me all kinds of ugly names. I had to free glasses when you're little. You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, now those glasses are in style.
How many LASIK surgeries are you deep now, too, right?
Two LASIK surgeries, and still, the last of the guy's like, hey, I don't think there's any hope for you.
What hipsters did with glasses is probably the best things hipsters
ever,
have ever done.
Ever. I wish I was little again.
They make them cool. It's also National Yo-Yo Day. You guys ever play with yo-yo? Dude, on what I've been watching on Netflix is a thing about series about champions, and the yo-yo competition is intense. So shout out to all my professional yo-yo players out there. I know y'all don't get enough love, but y'all are doing an amazing thing, and Anthony A is here with you guys.
He's the guy watching.
Yeah,
the guy.
Just me.
You guys, one view.
And me.
It's 1 5-star.
If you thought there were some hot chicks, no. But yeah, all right. And what happened?
Do yo-yo guys have chicks?
No, except the number one female player in the world who's from Mexico, and I forget her name. I will look it up and remind everybody at Anthony A. Comedy.
Yes, we need to know that.
She's dope, dude. All right. And I'm going to wrap it up on this again just because I love this dish. It is National Churro Day.
Hey. Yeah. Churros are actually, they come from Spain.
The best churro I've ever had was in Spain.
No.
Damn.
For real, did you know about it?
Yes.
Tell us about the Spanish churro.
I mean, it's pretty similar to the American/Mexican churro. They do serve it with chocolate.
Why is it so much better?
The chocolate was better.
Well, ooh, because the chocolate comes from this part of the world.
There
that's
you go,
why.
Dude. Don't tell Mickey Mouse.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were doing our WTF stories, and Dana Cortez dropped this fact on us right here.
Trojan has found that 1 in 8 men under the age of 35 takes a condom to a funeral just in case.
Oh
man. Honestly, TBH, I thought it was going to be more than 1 in 8 men. But that leads us to ask this question right here. Is it ever okay to pick up on somebody at a funeral? Ugh. DJ Automatic says, ew, no. I disagree. Let's talk about it right now. I'll talk to you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And yes, 1 in 8 men take condoms to the funeral. Go ahead, Automatic.
I'm
going to
say I'm with you on that one. I think it's more than 1 in 8 men.
Right? And I'm a little sad that it's only 1 in 8 men because then, you know, all my homies, I know you carry condoms on you all the time.
Okay.
Not because it's going to happen.
I've been married for over 10 years.
Yeah.
I don't use those. I don't even remember what it feels like.
Nope.
Yeah. When you did carry condoms Automatic, did you put them in your wallet?
No, because I knew it was bad for it and they could make it go bad quicker.
Oh, man. I am a condom wallet guy, which is kind of embarrassing because it leaves that little ring in your wallet, which is never classy
at all.
And
doesn't it like make the spermicide not work?
No, that's not.
Well, I guess it's worked. You don't have any kids.
Hey, you're talking to somebody child free, baby. Yeah. All right. So that's what it is. Ah,
that are your student blanks.
Famous last words. I'm hoping I didn't speak something into existence. But DJ Automatic, where are you at with this? Is it okay to pick up on somebody at a funeral?
No, I think a funeral is meant to grieve, to try to take advantage of a woman, or unless she's trying to take advantage of you, but to like try to take advantage of somebody while they're grieving is probably one of the lowest things you could do.
Oh, lowest things you can do. You say take advantage of.
Yeah,
I say console. Is that how you say it? Is that what you say? You know?
Either or, right?
Women love...
Tomato, or what is it? Tomato, tomato?
Tomato, tomato, dude. Because women love when a guy is grieving and showing his feelings for something that he really, you know, like a friendship or a family member and stuff.
That is very true.
Women are so attracted to it that you would almost be a bum if you didn't do it. If I was at my grandpa's funeral and this lady was hitting on me because of how much I was missing my grandfather would be mad if I didn't get her number. All right. My grandfather would be like, boy, you better do something about that. I brought all y'all together and you're going to sit there in the sideline and play a little sissy boy.
What?
Which reminds me of at my grandpa's funeral, not at it, but a week later, because of that, I did get some condolence sex.
Oh,
so I guess I'm just a liar.
Yeah, right.
Where are you at with condolence sexy time? Is it okay to pick up on somebody at a funeral? And have you ever been hit on at a funeral, men or women? I want to hear about this. At Anthony A. Comedy on Instagram, at Twitter, at DJ Automatic, across all social media platforms.
I think we've touched on everything now that we've touched on condolence sex.
Just don't touch on me.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.